You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
Today's reading is taken from Luke chapter 13, verses 1 to 9. There were some present at that very time who told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered thus? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Are those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that these were worse offenders than all the others who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." And he told a parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, "Lo, these 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground?" And he answered him, "Let it alone, sir, this year also, till I dig about it and put on manure. And if it bears fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down." Jesus seeks the fruit of repentance and transformed lives. This week's theme is covenant. The Lord is ever faithful and remains true at all times. And we in our part need vigilance in faithfulness. In our passage today, in verses 1 to 5, one phrase is repeated twice that I'm sure you noticed. Once in verse 3, and once in verse 5. And that phrase is, "Unless you repent, you will all likewise perish." The question is posed that there are some Galileans who must be worse sinners than other Galileans, or that those 18 that were killed when the tower in Siloam fell on them were worse offenders than others. And here Jesus responds and echoes back to the words he spoke at the beginning of Mark's gospel, when he said, "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." And here we have the simple imperative that we all need to repent. The word repent is a Greek word, metanoia, and the original meaning of which is to change one's mind or to literally turn around. It is that of comprehensively turning back to God. And so as this line is repeated, that we all must repent, we all must turn back to God, otherwise we shall perish. But repentance should bear fruit and transform our lives. And we see this in the next passage, this passage with the fig tree. This fig tree is expected to bear fruit. That is what is expected of it. But there is grace here and there is time given, but ultimately it must produce fruit. And so in this week ahead, let us comprehensively turn to the Lord, trusting in an ever faithful God.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.